See, that's something I'm not
Thanks for calling
understanding.
customer support. My name is Shane. How may I help you?
Hi there. Yeah, my name is Roy Burns. I own R. Burns Lawn Care. And I was looking at my bank statement today, and I see there's a deduction for $56.95. Could you actually tell me what that's for?
All right, I'd be more than happy to look into that for you. May I start by getting your zip code?
44483.
Thank you. All right, and Mr. Burns, can you verify your address for me for security purposes?
405 Bronze Road, Warren, Ohio, 44483.
Thank you. I was able to locate an account with the information you provided me with, so just bear with me while I get it pulled up. I'm still waiting for the account information to load up here, Mr. Burns, so just bear with me.
Oh, what's it for? I mean, what does your hardware do, or what is it?
Yeah, in order for me to see exactly what you've been charged for, I have to get the account pulled up. So just bear with me. I do apologize about that. All right, so thanks for patiently holding, Mr. Burns, and I do apologize about the hold. So upon the conclusion of the account I show here back on the 18th of October, you paid $7.95 to enter in a sweepstake for a chance to win a two box. And when you enter in that sweepstake, they automatically enroll you in our membership, where if you don't cancel within 48 hours, you're being charged $56.95, and then every month, and in return, you receive a $125 voucher to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club for our online web store.
I didn't do it, so that's why I'm asking how. Okay. Do me a favor, because you charged me in October, you charged me now. You're going to have to send me the money back, because I did not sign up for nothing.
Okay, well, it's showing that there's someone at your address use your information to sign up for this information. They have to send your address.
Well, like I said, I don't know who did it. Just cancel it, because I'm going to call the bank and stop it right now, because I didn't – I'm not paying $56 for something I'm not doing, and it just ain't happening. So just cancel it, please.
All right, I'm more than happy to cancel out that membership, so you will no longer be charged. And you said that you didn't make that purchase. Is that correct?
No, I didn't make nothing. I got enough tools to keep everything alive.
It wasn't for an actual tool; it was for a tool box.
Like I said, I've got a $10,000 toolbox, so I don't need no more tools. That's why I'm saying it wasn't me. I didn't buy it.
Okay. If you didn't buy it.
Somebody hacked my old computer, and when they did, actually, I threw that computer away. So I started, I got a new computer and did it all over again, but I've never, I don't even know what site we're talking about, but yeah, cancel it. And if you can put in there that, you know, it was a fraud thing, go ahead and do it. And if you could, send me back the money that you've already been paid, because like I said, I did not have nothing to do with that.
Well, being that you did state it was a fraudulent charge, I'll have to get you over to the fraud department so they can assist you on this account. And I do want to inform you, we do take fraud serious, and we do, we are going to pursue charges if we do find that it is a fraudulent purchase. So just allow me one moment while I get you over to that department so they can assist you on this account.
All right. That's why I don't like buying nothing online. As soon as you put your fucking shit online, everybody and their brother can get it off the line. Call him, see where he's at. Tell him that is a malfunction. I wonder if it's because it's a 599. Maybe it's a 98 pump. As soon as I get done with this guy and I get to hold the bank, I'll take him, I'll call him. My big boy. Come on. Come on. Hey. Come on. Come on. Yeah, what you doing, big boy? Hmm? What are you doing, brother? Hmm?